Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
Good morning. Our first reading is from Amos, who Pastor already referred to this morning, so listen up. Amos chapter 8. Hear this, you that trample on the needy and bring to ruin the poor of the land, saying, when will the new moon be over so that we may sell grain, and the Sabbath so that we may offer wheat for sale? We will make the ephah small and the shekel great, and practice deceit with false balances, buying the poor for silver and the needy for a pair of sandals, and selling the sweepings of the wheat. The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, surely I will never forget any of these deeds, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm will be read, read responsibly, Psalm 113. Alleluia, give praise, you servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord.
Let the name of the Lord be blessed from this time forth forevermore.
From the rising of the sun to its going down, let the name of the Lord be praised.
The Lord is high above all nations, God's glory above the heavens.
Who is like the Lord our God, who sits enthroned on high? The Lord takes up the weak out of the dust and lifts up the poor from the ashes. The Lord makes the woman of a childless house to be a joyful mother of children. Alleluia. Our second reading is from 1 Timothy. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for everyone, for kings and all who are in high positions, so that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and dignity. This is right and is acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, there is also one mediator between God and humankind, Jesus Christ himself, human, who gave himself a ransom for all. This was attested at the right time. For this I was appointed a herald and an apostle. I am telling the truth, I am not lying. A teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Then Jesus said to the disciples, there was a rich man who had a manager, and charges were brought to him that this man was squandering his property. So he summoned him and said to him, what is this that I hear about you? Give me an accounting of your management, because you cannot be my manager any longer. Then the manager said to himself, what will I do now that my master has taken the position away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I have decided what to do so that when I am dismissed as manager, people may welcome me into their homes. So, summoning his master's debtors one by one, he asked the first, how much do you owe my master? He answered, 100 jugs of oil, olive oil. He said to him, take your bill, sit down quickly, and make it 50. Then he asked another, how much do you owe? He replied, 100 containers of wheat. He said to him, take your bill and make it 50. And his master commended the dishonest manager because he had acted shrewdly. For the children of this age are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than are the children of light. And I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of dishonest wealth, so that when it is gone, they may welcome you into the eternal homes. Whoever is faithful in a very little is faithful also in much, and whoever is dishonest in a very little is dishonest also in much. If then you have not been faithful with the dishonest wealth, who will entrust to you the true riches? And if you have not been faithful with what belongs to another, who will give you what is your own? No slave can serve two masters, for a slave will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. There are so many decisions and choices that a preacher must make. My homiletics professor taught me that the time allowed in Lutheran worship for the preaching of the word is so limited that you can only deal with one of the scripture lessons adequately during the sermon time. And even within that, with most every scripture reading, there is often enough to cover that the preacher needs to select one focal point within that scripture that has been chosen. While I have colleagues who have been taught differently, and indeed they preach differently because their professors were different professors, I tend to follow my professor's commitments. So today is one of those days when there are so many choices, really no more than on any other given Sunday. But for this day, the story and the scriptures can make the decision difficult. Just focusing on the gospel reading, I could focus on that final sentence. You cannot serve God and wealth. You know, it seems simple enough. Even if we expand the range to include a bit about that bit about not being able to serve two masters, it all seems straightforward and easy. I could focus on Jesus beginning his interpretation of the parable, saying that one's character tends to be consistent. That means that, whoever is faithful in very little is also is faithful in much. Indeed, the pattern of behavior and moral behavior tends to be dependable. Certainly, we follow this sense in many assessments of those we work with around us. Then there is this parable. It is a confusing mess. To our 21st century ears, it is hard to hear a parable where Jesus presumes slavery without critique. A month after we acknowledge the 400th anniversary of the first African slaves arriving on this continent makes this challenge all the more poignant. You see, this steward, this manager, is understood by many interpreters to be a slave, possibly born within the master's household, who has been entrusted with great responsibility. This steward is not a son, like in the parable of the waiting father, the parable that I gave you a preview of last week. Promised you we'd be reading it this week, but I was wrong about the lectionary. But you know that son who went out and squandered his father's wealth. Or the other son who stays home and is faithful and does all that is intended, but then identifies as though he is a slave in his father's household. No, these sons can receive forgiveness and they can complain. Slaves cannot. Slaves end up in prison. Slaves end up paying the debt one way or another. And if they cannot pay the debt, then their families are extorted by various means. This steward is a slave who is given warrant to negotiate contracts on behalf of the landowner. Some speculate that the master is an absentee landlord, though the parable tells us nothing of this. Oh, how we want to soften this parable. We want to sanitize it. One interpretation suggests that what the manager was writing off was his commission. So he wasn't really being dishonest with the master's wealth. Others suggest that what he was doing was using Jewish law against usury, against interest, as grounds for forgiving debts on behalf of his master. And it was a shrewd move to uphold the law while schnookering the master. Of course, one problem is that, a 100% interest rate, even in first century Palestine, would have raised a revolt. Finally, if character runs true, as Jesus points out, the steward is dishonest. He is writing off significant debts, effectively stealing from his boss. More than that, the master has already dismissed him. As soon as the master speaks the word of dismissal, it is done. The steward, though, runs out before anybody else is heard. Remember, he's a slave. He knows that he could have ended up in prison. He could have been held personally accountable for that squandered wealth. But the problem is, we know he's dishonest, and nobody would have accepted or trusted any accounting that he gave. Indeed. And so, what do we do with this? Well, we remember that in this place and in this time, the Roman world is replete with patronage systems. And what that means is where favors are granted and blessings bestowed, then in return one could expect loyalty and a returned favor. So when this steward is dismissed for his dishonesty, he sorts out his options and he makes haste to go make deals. He forgives debts. Both the oil and the grain relief are believed to be valued at 500 denarii. That's nearly 2 years' daily wages each. These are not household-size transactions. They are major. To write off these debts puts the dishonest steward in a position of patron to whom these debtors will owe something. And the master could come in and negate the renegotiation, but not without losing face. The debtors did not know any better. Word had not gotten around yet about this dismissal. Still, what to do with this? There is no way that I'm going to stand up here and suggest that we can be honorable in being dishonest. Perhaps the point is that even with the master, there is a way in which character is consistent. You see, the master, the Lord, did not take the toughest recourse. In fact, the master gave plenty of room. Grace was extended. And when the dishonest manager then used that grace to this advantage. Yet again, grace was extended. We know all too well that we fall short. We fail. Our character, even when we want to do what is right, well, it sometimes veers. And we know, indeed, we trust that God's grace is so big that there is forgiveness no matter what. That is substantial. It is a gift. And no matter how messy our lives together may be, we celebrate the gift that God's grace is indeed sufficient for this day. For that, we owe a debt of gratitude in response.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.